Hello everyone. Welcome to Empower Your Soul Summit. I'm Catherine Taylor and I'm really, really grateful to have you on the call today. This is our first call, live call for 2013. And what a year it's going to be. I hope wherever you are in the world today, it's such an amazing day. It's very early here in Australia and the birds are singing and rightly so. We have such a great call for you today with an amazing speaker. Because we're first back, those that are on the webcast, just if you can just let me know, go to the Q&A page and let me know that everything is working okay. You can hear everything. We are taking live questions. There's already loads of questions on the Q&A, so if you want your question answered or you want to ask a question of Laurie, then put your hand up, start to, or ask away, because we're not going to have time to get to all of them today. They're flooding in, so which is absolutely amazing. So let me get to our very special guest today, Laurie Spagna. She radically transformed her life after a series of near-death experiences while living in beautiful Maui, a place I'd love to go to. She's an author of upcoming books and soon-to-be-released movies. She's had over 20 years of experience serving humans, animals, humanity, really, and she's an internationally recognized expert speaker and author in many, many areas of metaphysics and how to improve our lives and how animals help improve our lives. She's a visionary, a light worker, an intuitive animal communicator, a healer. She's an amazing speaker. We've spoken to Laurie before. And she really helps people tap into their universal power, which connects us all. She's founder of many, many websites, Efeel's God Spirit, Efeel's Dog Training, and which focuses on spiritual oneness, communication and healing for mind, body, spirit. She's a professional psychic intuitive. She's done so many things. I won't go through all of them because we really want to get on and talk with Laurie. She's a Reiki master. Wow. Laurie, I don't know how on earth you've done all of these, but we're going to find out how you have done it and how we can access some of our gifts and talents today. So please welcome, everybody, please welcome Laurie Spagna to Empower Your Soul Summit. Laurie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. So wonderful to have you on the call and I know all of our listeners will be today. It's what a way to start the new live series. And really, it's about, you and I were talking earlier about 2013, and it's like we've really shifted from some really heavy, heavy energy and, you know, the world's going to, you know, blow up and we're not going to be here. And to me, I've had such an amazing year, not in just the energy is so different and so, like, this series is about moving forward and really taking action. And I'm really excited to talk with you today about our intuitive gifts and dormant DNA and how we can access that and how that can really improve and enhance our lives. So firstly, for those that don't know you, that aren't aware of your amazing story, how did you get to access your gifts and talents and uncover the work that you do?
Yeah. Well, first, Catherine, thank you so much for having me as a guest today. I love to share this information with others because it has changed my life. And so I'm just really grateful to be here and grateful to you for having me. And for everyone who's listening right now, thank you for listening with an open mind. You know, I really was one of those people who was working in corporate America as a marketing director, you know, in marketing out of college. And during the 20 years that I worked in corporate America in an office environment, I had, over that 20 years, become really unhealthy. I was basically on, almost on what I would call, like, on my way to death's doorstep. I had become excessively overweight, like 65 pounds overweight. I was excessively using alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs, nicotine, and caffeine. I mean, excessively. And the pharmaceutical drugs were being prescribed by doctors. That was their solution to deal with what was with my unhappiness, basically, in my career and in my lifestyle. I felt like a slave to the system. I had gotten myself in deep, deep debt, bad debt, like something like $150,000. And what happened was after 20 years, you know, I kind of hit midlife, right around midlife, I started questioning everything. And then out of the blue, almost, my brother died unexpectedly of a drug overdose. And I realized I was probably next in line if I didn't make some change, real change. And I at the same time, started to have some real kind of awakenings from him, because all of a sudden I started hearing him in my head as if he was literally talking to me. And I started getting these weird things happening, like he was around me. And I had never had that kind of connection with someone who had crossed before. I mean, but I knew that he was around. And my then husband pretty much thought I was crazy. So he divorced me, and at that point I went to Maui, and I knew that I had to go heal myself. I spent 2 years in Maui and radically transformed everything, as you were just telling everybody. So after the 2 years in Maui, all of those things were gone. The alcohol, the cigarettes, two packs or more of cigarettes, no longer smoking after 20 years. 6 or 8 beers
wow.
a day, gone after within the 2 years. 65 pounds of weight, gone, still gone. All the pharmaceutical drugs, and I'm telling you, there were a lot, gone. The debt, gone. And that's really radical. And, of course, caffeine, gone. Like, all of that stuff, and I switched to really mostly an all-natural, mostly all-organic, mostly all-raw diet, mostly vegetarian and vegan diet. And that transformation happened in those 2 years in Maui. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. But really, if I were to sum it up, and what most people know me for is my animal communication abilities, it really all sprung out of, while I was in corporate America during those 2 years, I had these three mantras that I would say almost every day, and those three mantras sounded something like, I want to make a difference for animals. How do I be of service to animals on a global scale? And the other mantra was, how do I make God my boss? I want God my boss to be my boss. And the other mantra was, I want the truth of everything no matter what. I always wanted the truth of everything. Whatever was happening, whatever was going on in my life, I would keep asking, what's the truth? What's the truth? So I think it was those three mantras that ultimately led me to those. They weren't really mantras. They were, but that's just the questions I was always asking in my mind.
Yeah.
That's what really led me to where I ended up here. That's kind of my story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I know you are well known for your animal communication, and we've talked about that before, but, you know, I think this topic, this, and I've been interested in the dormant DNA, and I'll ask you about that in a minute, because there's so much more to that. And, like, you know, science has proved, you know, we're only using 10% of, you know, our minds. We're
right.
only using not even 10% of our gifts and talents and what is available to us, our true gifts. And, like, I think this is such an exciting topic for me. It's like we could talk all day on this. And
sure.
I think some of this is really some of the key for people, our listeners, those that are really wanting more, those that are wanting to shine in the world, those that want to make a difference. And, and this could be the key for them. This is huge. So what are we talking about when we talk about your dormant DNA? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, here's the thing is we know scientifically now, Russian scientists have already confirmed and validated, and it's been printed, and you could, you know, find these articles now on the internet quite, you know, in lots of scientific journals, that we do in fact have at least 12 known strands of DNA. We're only actively using two of them. And up until the past year, approximate year that I think it was in the last year, scientists called them junk. And now these Russian scientists have confirmed that they are not junk. But they don't yet know what those other strands are, scientists. They're about to discover it. They're now studying it. We in the metaphysical world know what scientists are about to find out is that those other strands of DNA that were previously called junk, which are now confirmed not to be junk, are actually what unlock all of our gifts, and that we can unlock them as we awaken them. And the scientists do confirm that these DNA can be awakened. The scientists certainly confirm in their reports in the scientific journals that we can actually awaken these DNA through the use of sound, which includes words, and energy and vibration. So when we learn to work with energy and conscious deliberateness, we can awaken our own DNA. Now, what is this DNA? The DNA are basically what holds codes, the codes of who we are. They hold the codes of our ancestry. They hold the codes of our existence. They hold the codes of our health, our physical health, our emotional health, our intellectual health, our intelligence, our wealth. They hold the codes of everything, of who we are. So as we start to unlock these codes and awaken them, we start tapping into these dormant abilities that we have. And the dormant abilities are things that everybody really is searching for right now. That's why right now on the planet, there's so much this feeling of being lost, of being hopeless, of being desperate, all those things. Those are the things that are calling us to awaken our dormant abilities, which are embedded and coded into our DNA. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
And one more thing about that is that what we need to awaken these dormant abilities and, all of these dormant codes is we need one thing before they can be awakened. And do you know what that one thing is by any chance?
Oh, what is that?
Compassion. You must have compassion in order to awaken the other codes. Why is that? Because these other codes include incredible power, incredible gifts, incredible abilities, talents. So in order for us to be able to use them, there's a gene called the compassion gene. It must be ignited because we can't abuse them. If we had them, some people might abuse them. So you have to have compassion before you can use the rest of these abilities. Compassion is a gene that we know as well. There's a gene for compassion. So how does the gene for compassion get turned on? This is what's fascinating, I think. When we look at the stuff that's going on planet Earth right now, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the banks crashing, the pharmaceutical drug companies, taking advantage of people and keeping them sick and unhealthy, on and on and on, the government being corrupt, all the corruption being exposed in the government, all these things that we are starting to see unfolding. What that really does, how that really serves us, is we see the hardships and we begin to be compassionate towards ourselves and others. That's what we need in order to access these other gifts that we have. So these are gifts, you see? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I just think this is profound, truly profound.
Yeah, and I think you are absolutely spot on when you're talking about, that is what everyone is searching for and looking for, and it's like this is such vital information for humanity and for our listeners. I know they're going to be excited about this.
Here's the other thing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, so here's the other thing is that when we talk about, once your compassion, once you really learn how to practice compassion towards others, that's when your other gifts start to get ignited. well, the real thing is, well, okay, so how does that serve me and humanity? Like, what are these gifts? How can we use them? How can we apply them? How do we know they're real? What do they do for me? What do they do for others? I mean, who cares about these gifts if I can't, you know, if I'm just, you know, broke and lonely and, you know, poor and whatever, sick and unhealthy and sad and all those things. Wow. You see, once you start learning how to use these gifts, that's when you get out of those situations. That's what will help you and facilitate you to create money, to create wealth, to live your divine purpose, to get on divine purpose, to really start giving your gifts to the world, to start living your best life, to start enjoying your life, to start feeling abundant, prosperous, healthy. Because all of those gifts that we have are the gifts that create, facilitate that awakening and that those things to be possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so some people might have the question, is it easy to unlock their DNA? And I notice there's also RNA codes, and I'll get you to explain those in a minute as well. But if there's somebody going on the line, oh, yeah, but, you know, this will work for everyone else. It won't work for me. Will this work for everyone? And what is the process briefly? And I know we definitely don't have time today to experience that, but you'll give us
well, we can do some energy work on the call. You can definitely, you know, if we have time, we can definitely do some energy so that everybody can feel the energy and it will still help them. We just won't do DNA coding, you know, on this call. But,
yeah.
I mean, they'll be able to do that through some of the products we can talk about. They can, because this takes more time. But
yeah.
What is the process? Well, here, first of all, here's the thing. If people think that it's for some and not for others, their way, that's not just not the case. Energy runs in and through everybody. We're all energy, and it connects everybody. That's scientific fact. We can't debate it. So when we start working with energy, that's what really unlocks these DNA codes and RNA codes. Now, there's a lot to be said about this. So first of all, you can't just think it and ask for it, and that's it. I mean, that certainly is part of the process and an important part of the process. But what we're really talking about here is working with real energy. So can anybody have it? Does it work for anybody and everybody? Yes. Can anybody do it? Eventually, with proper training and through the process of them unlocking their codes, yes. Is everybody ready to do it today? No. We're learning. And so I'm a person who just went through this. You know, when you heard my story, it was just like Source decided to use me for, you know, helping animals globally. I mean, humans are animals. We are animals, too. So I didn't know that. I thought I was going to be a great dog trainer. But so the way that I do, when you talk about the process, I was given a process on how to do it. Part of that was while I was at Maui, I would meditate myself to sleep every night. And I really didn't sleep most nights. I was just in a state of meditation through the night. And I would sort of see in my brain being downloaded all kinds of information, like the way you might see on a computer screen. And through that process, that information started coming into my awareness and eventually rising into my consciousness of what to do with it. When I would ask at that time, what was it, I was always told, well, you'll know when the time comes. And now I know. Now I know. I didn't know 5 years ago when I was in Maui what it was. So in any case, that for me, the process is in working with energy and calling up certain codes. But if you think about our bodies having at least 12 strands of DNA, there actually are more, but we know scientifically there are 12. Unlocking the codes, the codons of the DNA and the RNA is not something you just do in an instant. I mean, if you did, you'd be like, you know, sticking your finger in an electric socket. You'd just get all, you know, you'd fry. You have to do a little at a time, over and over again, as your body can handle it, as you're ready. And each time you do it, it amplifies, it continues. You don't do it once, never again. You do it a lot over a period of time. And over time, you really start to become more and more conscious that it's affecting you. But typically speaking, when I do this with people, I mean, I find when people do this, they're amazed. Almost always, they'll be like, I slept like a baby the first time in years, or I was up all night, I had so much energy, I've never had so much energy, or, wow, I feel so great, I can't believe it, I'm already able to do things I could never do before. I've done it with animals, I do it for animals too, of course, and you know, people have emailed me and said, my dog, who hasn't been able to walk for a week, we just got up and went for our first walk in, you know, in a long time. Like, we start to notice the difference immediately, but over time, that's when the real profound differences start to happen.
Wow. And that you're almost like reading my mind, because I was just going to ask, what sort of things will people notice being different? And you just went through quite a few of them. So obviously, physically, people, perhaps physical issues can disappear or improve. And, you know, the mental state, sleeping, and so much more. But their intuitive gifts, when we refer to that, will become enhanced. What are we actually referring to when we talk about intuitive gifts? What, because that might mean different things to different people.
Yeah.
And why is that important to our listeners particularly?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for asking us an awesome question. Let me say this. Some of the things we start to notice, aside from just having more energy or sleeping better, feeling happier, feeling more uplifted, knowing that you feel that you're, you know, that you're more you feel more powerful, less powerless, more hopeful, less those things are definite results. You have more energy. I mean, those things are definite results of doing this DNA work. You get younger. I just went to the doctor the other day, and she was doing all these tests. A nutritionist, really, holistic doctor, not a Western medical doctor. I don't really go to them, but and she did, you know, some tests on me. And basically what she said is, you're testing your chronological, your biological age is one age, and you're testing as over 10 years younger than that. That's what she realized. So that's part of working with, now I'm a person who was drinking and smoking and pharmaceutical for 20 years. You know what I mean? Like, that, how is that possible? It's from this work. So that stuff we notice, but what we notice physically, we start to get lighter. We feel lighter, less heaviness in our body. We're more in touch with our body. We recognize the messages of our body. So if the body starts to feel things, we start to be able to tune in and say, what are you trying to tell me? What's going on? Like, how? Why is this going on with my body? What's the gift of this? What am I meant to know? What am I meant to understand? See, we become more intuitive, where we can go within. We become our own experts on things. Not that we wouldn't consult with others, third-party neutral people, for guidance and support necessarily, but we start to trust ourselves and our own knowing, our own guidance, our own inner wisdom. We all have this within us. It's just that up until now, we've been trained and taught to trust outward. We've been taught to go to doctors. We've been taught, go ask your doctor, trust your doctor. Tell your doctor, as if the doctor knows more about you than you do. Go to your government official. Call the police. Go to the teacher. Tell the teacher. I'm going to tell the teacher on you. You know, these are, go to the lawyer. Get the lawyer's help. Ask the lawyer. Those are all examples of how we've been trusting outside of ourselves. Instead of going inward and saying, you know what, this feels right. This feels like a yes to me. I'm feeling good about this. Yeah, I trust that. Versus, oh no, this is making me really scared, my body's tensing up, I'm nervous, I have anxiety about this, this doesn't feel good. Well, I'm going to say no to this. That's part of unlocking our intuitive abilities. And then it's not like, I don't know what to do, I'm stressed. It's just literally like, oh, I'm stressed, that means no. I'm not going to do it. See how simple this is?
Yeah.
Then you don't have to go to lawyers and teachers and doctors. I'm not telling you not to go to lawyers. I'm not telling you not to. I'm telling you that life becomes a lot easier when you start to be able to trust yourself and say, I just don't need to go there. That's not going to help me. That's not serving me. Make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, oh, I'm just about jumping out of my skin.
Yeah, because it shifts your whole life. And you see, as everybody starts tuning into this stuff, you see how all of planet Earth is shifting. It's literally going to serve us all, because we're all going to just start moving physically, emotionally, mentally, intellectually, spiritually, in a direction that allows us to feel good and right and make right choices for us. And as each person on the planet does this intuitively, there's fewer conflicts, less illness, less trouble, less challenge. And so it's right now we're just navigating through a period of time so we can learn this. And this period of time is challenging because we have to stop doing things the old way. The old way is no longer going to work. And learn this new way. And as we do, it shifts everything globally.
Yeah. So, which is fantastic. And that, and again, I was just going to ask about, you know, how that whole shift 2012 moving into 2013 and what people can do to enhance their lives and you know, use the energy that's available in the universe to help them in their lives. And you just sort of touched on that about what's coming up and what can people like really do, you know, almost sort of step by step to start to change things. If people are out there going, you know, I've been trying this and I've been doing everything and things aren't changing or they're changing slowly.
Yeah.
What is that about? Is that, are they just not ready to sort of jump in boots and all? Is it a slower process? What can people really, like, I'm really about action and easy. So what can we give people?
We can start flowing some energy right now.
So, absolutely.
And the way that we really flow energy in this case is, because I'm not going to do like any in-depth energy healing on the call necessarily, but we can just definitely start moving some energy. So if you're on the call and you're listening, all you need to do for this kind of energy work is set your intention, because the universe will always follow your intention. I teach about a lot of this, but set your intention, excuse me, that you are going to receive energy. You know, this is by free will and choice, conscious consent. So that's in the highest and best good for you as an individual, for your highest and greatest good, and which is most benevolent for you. So you set that intention during this call. If you don't want it, you can just sit by the sidelines and watch and listen, and that's okay too. And then once you set that intention in your mind, you know, really firm it in your mind, then, you know, you just allow it to happen. And I'm going to get quiet for a moment and move this energy through, and then it'll be working even through the call, really, once we do that. And then the other key thing about this is even if you don't notice it, let me just, it's already starting. Let me just get quiet for just a moment for that. So as you're just, we're getting quiet, just set, hold that intention in your mind. We're already starting to move some energy here, and this energy is intelligent, and you might already start to notice feeling a little lighter, and even if you don't notice it, that's okay, because it works no matter what. It just means if you're not consciously aware of it, and get a little quiet for a second again. There we go, beautiful. Now, if you're not consciously aware of it, no worries there, because it works even if you're not consciously aware of it. That just means there's some more dense heaviness in your field, your physical field of energy, your body, and then this energy will work through that. So again, it's always based on your intention and as is uniquely appropriate for you who's here on the call and saying yes to it. Just quiet one more second just to move a little more and amplify it. Beautiful. There we go. So, and as we're doing this, you know, you just can relax your body and allow it to work in and through you, and it will stay. And it's going to be, even in the replay of this. So if you're listening to this call on replay, it will still be effective, potent, powerful energy. It'll still work for you. And as long as you're saying yes and agreeing to it with your intention. There we go. Beautiful. And if you're, you know, just relaxing and breathing into your belly, you're allowing that energy to flow in and through your body and being as, you know, as it's flowing now. So beautiful. There we go. Awesome. Can you feel that, Catherine?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, lovely, I think, right? I felt it at the start of the call.
Right, for sure. For sure.
I guess, and for some of those, and for me, it's like that real lightness. It's just like you just want to giggle like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I just love watching kids. Because that, like, energy is just flowing, like, just oozing through most kids. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of how I see it and perceive it. And, yeah, I just feel like I just want to giggle. So
mm-hmm. It is. It's really beautiful. And that's one of the ways we know that it's good, because it feels really good. I mean, there's no drugs involved here. It's just simply connecting with a field of energy which exists, and it's quite powerful energy. And so this energy, I usually equate it with things just like you're saying, love and joy and happiness and laughter and innocence, like all these beautiful, wonderful things. Those are energies. And those energies, when we start tapping into them and learning how to use them and tap into them, they displace, they dissolve, they remove the heavier energies that we've been playing with on planet Earth, heavier, denser energies, things like fear and worry and doubt and anxiety, frustration, those kinds of things, they get displaced by this lighter, more lovely, more beautiful energy that we're working with. And that's really what's happening on planet Earth right now. It's just moving everything else out so that this higher vibrational energy can move in. So, and
wow.
Then when you talk about the DNA coding, really, as we unlock the DNA, we're using energy to do that. And as we do that, we all start to be able to work with this energy more, really with more ease and grace, more skill, more adeptness. Now,
yeah.
One of the other things you had asked about earlier, Catherine, was you said, well, what about people who are really having, you know, more of a hard time right now these days, or having some challenges? You know, a few things I want, if I could say about that, is number one, one of the best things you can always do is ask some really simple questions. One is, what's the gift in this? What is the gift from a higher perspective? You see, if we just learn to ask a question like that of the universe finds a way of giving us the answers that we need, that we ask for. So up until now, most people on planet Earth have been walking around saying, oh, that's not possible, or I can't do this, or this won't work, this doesn't work. So we have to start to learn to ask questions. And one of the best questions you can always ask whenever something's challenging or you're having a hard time is, what is the gift in this? And you can also ask, what am I meant to learn about this, so that I no longer have to continue this experience?
Yeah.
Because we're perpetuating experiences because we're trapped in them somehow, or sucked into them somehow, not realizing that we can change them. So we have to get the learning so that we no longer have to perpetuate them. So if we ask that question, that really can transform an experience into something new and better. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And
everybody can do that. You don't have to do that.
Those are fantastic questions. And I was listening to that really resonating, because 2013, I've had some challenges in this one month already.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I asked was, you know, what's the gift here? You know, why is this, not why has this happened to me, but what's the gift here? And I realized so many things that you were just talking about. What is the gift? I had awareness of what the gifts were. And I actually was aware that I had actually already asked for those things. Not
right.
The way they showed up, but I hadn't been asking for them. So it's like, you know, how powerful was I? Here's what I was asking for, asking the universe, you know, can I have this, give me this? And it showed up, mm-hmm. like real quick.
Right. Well, we are now manifesting instantaneously, whether people know it or not. And we have to learn how to manifest consciously and deliberately so we get what we want the way we want and in a way that really serves us and serves others. This isn't about I get and you don't, or me having means you won't have. It's really about bringing into us what we want and desire that serves us in the best way possible and also serves everyone else. It's not exceptions. It's all. It's for the good of all. So that's part of learning how to manifest and actualize stuff in physical reality, because we are getting what we want. We are getting what we ask for now, pretty much instantaneously. It's just a lot of people keep saying, oh, I'm broke, oh, I'm unhappy, oh, I'm sick, oh, this sucks, oh, this is horrible. So we're getting more of that amplified. So we have to switch and change the way we think, the way we ask for what we're getting, the way we request things. Right. Then the other thing I just wanted to say, too, about 2013, one of the things I do is numerology. And I know one of the items in the package that we'll talk about later is learning numerology. Numerology is, I believe, an unstudied science. If you look at numbers, they're really one of the original languages. Numbers and geometry, math, are the two original languages other than energy itself as a language. So what I mean to say by that is, excuse me, if you look at any number, let's just take one. One is one is one. It doesn't matter if you're saying one in German, in French, in Italian, in Arab, in Greek, in Latin. One is one. And one has a vibration to it and an energy to it, just like everything else. So we can give words to the number one. So if you look at January, it's a number one in terms of our Georgian calendar system. One has a vibration and an energy. One typically means new beginnings, fresh starts. One can also mean rigidity, stuck, stiffness. So there's a pro and a con, you know, from human points of view and perspectives. You know, judgments, one can have positives, one can have negatives. Well, that can be true, that is true for every other number. So January typically to me is, for me, I felt a lot of stuckness in January as well. A lot of rigidity was coming up, especially for people. That's what one, how one showed up this year, but sometimes one shows up in other ways, and there's all gradients of it. So in any case, if you look at numerology with 2013, we know that in numerology, 2013 is a 6. Now, 6 is a number of joy. 6 is a number of happiness. 6 is a number of care, self-care, care for others. What's encoded in that 6? You got a 2, a 0, a 1, and a 3. How's that going to show up? 3 can be challenge. 3 can be luck. 3 can be the union of the body, mind, and soul. So those are going to be parts of how this care, this joy shows up. You know, then you've got the 2, so we're not going into the whole number, but what I really want to say about this is 6 is going to be a very joyful year for us, potentially. Does it mean we're going to have some challenges in there? Does it mean we're going to have some rigidity, some new beginnings in there? Yes. Does it mean 0 is all about emptiness and fullness? Is that going to be in this year? Yes. 2 is all about different points of view, different perspectives, uniting the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Is that going to be included in this year of 6, joy, care for self and others? Yes. But that's what's going to be going on in 2013. And by the way, 6 also is about stepping into the bridge, off the bridge into the future. So 6 is the end of the bridge into the future. That's how 6 portrays itself. So we're stepping off of a bridge that we've been going through, 5, 6, the bridge, into a whole new reality. The whole new future of Earth is about to change dramatically for the better. However, along the way, this bridge, this is the last year of the bridge, really, there are some challenges. So, challenges to overcome that are going to be joyful, really, if we see the good, if we keep asking, what's the gift in all of this? And if we keep allowing ourselves to do this transformation, knowing that the gifts are there. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So those on the call, those listening, those that want to jump off the bridge into something wonderful, something joyful, something, I can't wait to get your special offer. But
hey, Catherine, by the way, what's your numbers, if you're willing to? I'll do a quick reading for you with your numbers.
You mean my birth numbers?
Yeah.
Only 21.
If you're willing. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
21st of May.
Okay.
1968.
Okay, so this is interesting. So you've got, right off the bat, you've got, last year was a big year for you. This year also is going to be a big year because you've got a 26 right there. So what that tells me is, I'm just doing your numbers really fast, 15, 16, 7. Your life lesson is a 7. That means you're meant to learn all about peace and harmony and spiritual work, metaphysics too. That's why you're doing this telesummit. But you've got a 26 showing up, which means joy, learning, repeating lessons about joy. That means this year is going to be a big year. I think if I'm doing this right, you're in a 1 year, which means fresh starts, new beginnings for you, which is great. And money, learning about money also, flow. So going with the flow, learning about money, and overcoming challenges sometimes to do that. Resolving issues to do that. So you're already resolving issues for people just by leading this telesummit. Anyway, that's really fast, like a 2-second
yeah.
one, but, you know, obviously we could go way, way more into it. But
yeah.
I do, if I could say one other thing, Catherine, this is very, very popular with people these days. I tend to pick it up from a lot of people. They're sometimes conscious of it and sometimes not, but is your back hurting you? Are you aware of that?
Sometimes first thing in the morning.
Yeah. So, because I can feel it. So what that means is sometimes back pain typically tells us two things. This is really common with people these days. Either we're putting ourselves behind ourselves. We're not taking care of ourselves as much as we would like to, and which is quite common theme these days. Or we are not getting the support we need. We feel as though we're not getting the support we need. So if that's going on for you and you're aware of that, showing up sometimes for you, just take that information and start saying, okay, how can I give myself more time for me so that, you know, that will serve me better and others? And how can I begin to recognize the support that I'm getting? Because even right now, it's showing up for you right now through this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's part of... you talked about the compassion and, you know, unlocking your DNA and all of that. It is recognizing that, you know, to take care and to nurture ourselves. And you're spot on there because I really, after the last Tally Summit, I kind of said, you know, I need some help here. I cannot do everything physically. And you know what? When I really made that demand and asked that question, like my wonderful, wonderful manager, she showed up within a week.
Yeah.
Things just changed. And
isn't that amazing?
You know, yeah, and that support for yourself is now I really make that effort to what is nurturing for me. And it's not selfish. It's actually because when I'm in that space of being expanded and being compassionate with others, then that flows through the Tally Summit and all of the stuff that we do, whether we're mothers, whether we work as an accountant, that it just flows through so much easier and has such an impact on everyone around us. It's like just, yeah, it's, I can't say enough for doing that and it just makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hear you with that. And
isn't that amazing?
That.
And, you know, it's so wonderful what you're saying because so many people right now, a lot of people are really being called to look more for their personal divine purpose. And, you know, this is part of what it is. it's aligning with our purpose, because we become, as we move in with the flow and we start asking and being willing to receive, we really do get more in aligned with our purpose. We all have a purpose here. We were not created for nothing. I mean, we don't get created for nothing. Like, we don't get, we're not supposed to be enslaved to a system that just requires us to wake up every morning, feel like slaves, go to jobs we hate, stress out over our lives, not have enough money, be in this situation of lack and limitation. That's not what we're here for. We're really here with purposes, and part of our purpose is to find our purpose, which is embedded within us. It's encoded in our DNA. So, you know, as we move into that, you know, we all have our purpose. It might be to be the best mom of your children. That may be your purpose, to really be a fantastic mother and to your children or your animals, or a fantastic father. That may be, it may be to be an electricity person. You know, I had a gentleman come here today to remove, what we have in the United States is these things called smart meters that they use, which are really unhealthy, really not good, and they are a way that the government and people are allowed to, like, basically spy in on you. And so I had this gentleman come to remove my smart meter. This, I say smart meter really for stupid people. I don't mean that in a judgment point of view. But anyway, and he was just so fabulous at his job. He really cared, and he really knew what he was doing, and he brought enlightenment here to this house that I live in simply through his work, because he was so in alignment with his work. He loved what he was doing. He loved being of service. He loved that he was able to talk to me intelligently about these smart meters, these so-called smart meters. So, in other words, our purpose doesn't matter what we're doing. It more matters that we are doing what we love, that we are contributing to our world in a way that feels good and right for us, and that we get to make that contribution, whatever it is. That's part of what's encoded in our DNA, and that's part of what we're all discovering now. It doesn't matter what that role is. So I hope that I just sort of was springing from what you were saying about how you stepped into it, and then the telesummit, you know, this wonderful assistant showed up for you, and that started to shift for you on the telesummit. That really is part of it, you see. And that's in your numbers, too, obviously.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, Laurie, there's those that are – what I want to do, if it's all right with you, is – because I'm really excited to share – what some people can do to start to unlock their dormant DNA and their intuitive gifts, and really sort of step into some of that energy that we were talking about, some of that new stuff, and then that will allow even more to show up. And so what I'd like to do is go through your amazing offer here, and then because we've got people with their hands up and questions, if we can take questions and answer people's questions after that, if that works, because
for sure.
I just want to
love
people
that. I love to do little mini readings and coaching and whatever we need. For sure, let's do that.
Yeah, and so I just want to give people this information in case they do need to go, and then we can answer people's questions and things like that. So
okay.
And this is really different, and I really love, people are really after that knowledge and information, and you've really nailed it with this assistant here. If people want to go to www.empoweryoursoulsummit.com/Lori, capital L-O-R-I, you've got numerous items in this amazing package. Psychic intuitive development, and there's a bit of a typo there, but don't worry about that. It's development.
Okay. Well, let me go through those. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm not actually looking at your page, but I absolutely know what is in the package, so I can go through that. So the first item is a psychic intuitive development. It's an 80-plus page ebook. It's How Psychic Are You? It's really helping every person to start checking in with themselves and realize how psychic you already are. Psychic is just a word, so let's just not get all hung up on that word. When I use it, I just mean the mind's inner knowing, your inner knowing of things, and your inner wisdom, your inner guidance. Okay, that's all it means. Like, you know, that poor word psychic has been so slanderized. So it's an 80-page ebook, and then it's also a workbook, which is, I think the workbook, if I remember correctly, is 60 pages, something approximately 60 pages. And then it's 6 audio MP3s. So if you want to listen and read along, it's both together. Now, that package right there, that item alone, if you were to go to my website, it costs $397, $397 for that retail rate. So that's really about how to get started. If you're already started, if you're already aware of your intuitive gifts, it really takes it to a deeper level too, because this is not basic children's play, like, oh, you know, close your eyes and imagine. No, this is way more than that. And it has definitely, I use this in my classes. Everyone in my classes follows along with this process when I teach people in my psychic intuitive development classes. So that's the first thing. Then the second product is the Learn Basic Numerology. Now, that's a 90-minute MP3 class and a 35-plus page PDF ebook. That's valued at $75. If you were to go to my website, that would be the retail price of it, $75. Now, that product right there, if you study that, you can take that alone and start doing numerology readings and get paid for it. It is literally, numerology, one of the fastest, easiest things to learn. It applies to everybody, and all they need to know is their birth date and how to spell their name. It's that easy to do numerology.
Wow.
And it is fun to play with. When I was in Maui, Catherine, I didn't know anybody. I was alone for 2 years. I knew nobody. The way that I would meet people was wherever I'd go, I'd say, what's your birthday? Let me do your numbers. And I would do their numerology. So you can literally take that and start making money and use it for a business as a numerologist. Literally right away. Read it, learn it, start to apply it. It's a moneymaker. So I love that. I love that product. I love it. It's so much fun, and it's great at parties. I mean, it's just a great
tool.
So that's that. Then
and
the
so
next,
quick.
Yeah.
Like
numerology is real.
People.
It's real. It's valid. You can do it with anybody. I love it. You can learn so much about yourself, about your life path, about your destiny. You can learn
about
how soulmates are connected. Like, there's great information there. Okay. Now, what is a light worker and could I be one too? Is a 90-minute teleclass, MP3, that's valued at $50. You can't get that anywhere else. It's not available on my website. But if you want to know what light workers are and if you could be one or how you can start being one, we're all light workers. It's just some people are practicing it and some people aren't. I will say that since I really actively started engaging as in my life as a light worker, the true light worker that I am, that's when all the good things started happening in my life. Because light workers are really divinely protected in a lot of ways. We are simply the people here facilitating the enlightenment of all beings on planet Earth. We're simply here assisting everyone to wake up, and we are all playing our roles, and everybody's got different roles. So that teleclass goes into that in way more depth. I think there's also some energy work on that call. If I remember correctly, we did a meditation and some energy healing. Then the other next product is, what is ascension and why does your dormant DNA hold the keys for you with energy activations and DNA upgrades? Now, that is a 3-hour MP3 teleclass. It's valued at $99. It's really not available anywhere else unless you were to write to me to ask for it. So that's got some really, what we started talking about now, that goes really way deeper into it. There's a lot of questions and answers from people, so your questions get answered on it. And we do a very deep 45-minute meditation in there. We access a theta brainwaves, which is, you know, explain more about that. We can talk more about that afterwards, too, if you want. But the theta brainwave just gives a lot of direction to all the other cells. It tells your cells what to do. It tells everything in your body how to operate and what to do. So there's a lot of healing when we learn how to use that theta brainwave. But in any case, we actually activate the DNA in that call. So you could listen to it as many times as you want. It works in delayed playback. It's programmed for that.
Wow.
lot of energy upgrades and activation stuff. Like I said, 45-minute meditation at the end of it. So, and that class is almost, it's probably over 3 hours, somewhere around 3 hours. Then the next product is Manifestation into 2013 and Beyond. That also has energy activations and DNA upgrades. That is also a three-hour-plus teleclass, and it's also valued at $99. That teaches more about manifestation, what manifestation is, and actualization, how you can apply it in your life and start using it to have the things you want and use it in a way that feels good and right for you. So very powerful class there. Also has live questions and answers. When I do these, it's a very live, open kind of format, so you get a lot of Q&A there. Then the other product there is Energy Healing for the Planet's Animals and Bringing Consciousness to Humans for More Humane and Ethical Treatment of Animals Worldwide. That's a teleconference, and it also has a global meditation, a healing meditation for animals and for people. That is one of my most favorite products I've ever created. I did that with a great friend of mine, and we actually channeled with the archangels. If you're familiar with them, there's information about them on that. And we also channeled with the animals. So we asked animals for what they want in their future, and we were facilitating the creation for them to have what they're desiring on, as they live on planet Earth. So, you know, most people know me as an animal, you know, do so much work with animals, so that's why I included that. And by the way, in that particular product, when you get that product, you will be given a website where you can get thousands of dollars of other products, really content-rich. These are not sales pitches here. This is content-rich product, all of them, by the way. And when you go to that website for those other products, there are things that you can download to your computer that will actually change the energy and the vibration on your computer, in your workspace, in your home. It's a really great product. So that's that one. I'm going to try to move a little faster through these. The next one is simply a Theta Healing meditation. One of the things I do is Theta Healing. I was trained as a Theta Healer. It's a standalone product of its own. It's got real quality healing in there and through a practice of Theta Healing. And, you get taught how to access your Theta Brainwave, which is really powerful. Again, the Theta Brainwave, not only does it tell the other cells of the body what to do, but it's one of the ways psychics work. It's where we're accessing universal intelligence, the field of consciousness. So learning how to access your Theta Brainwave is really powerful. But in that meditation, we're just doing healing for the body. Then product 8, Living in the Overflow, is a 50-minute MP3 teleclass. It's really simply how to really step into living in the overflow and the abundance that's available to us, the prosperity, not just in terms of money, but in terms of our lives. And then the 9th one is my favorite, Metaphysical Prayers for Lightworkers. It's a mini ebook. It's valued at $10. It's really just, I just put together a collection of prayers that I love. One of them is for finances. Every time I say it, I find unexpected, joyful finances come to me, money. I mean, it's in there. It works. It works for me. One of them teaches you how to invoke Archangel Metatron. A lot of people don't know how to do that. I mean, it's a prayer. It works. One of them teaches you how to open your Akashic Records. My teacher, Linda Howe, taught me how to do that, and another teacher of mine, Barbara Schiffman, taught me how to do that. It's a prayer. It's a published prayer. It's Linda Howe's published prayer. But it's in there. It's her credit to her for it. So anyway, these are prayers that are in there. One of them is for soulmates, how to call in your divine soulmate. So that's in that ebook, and they're powerful prayers. I use them. Then, of course, there's the $100 coupon towards the retail rate of any of my live workshops or online teleseminars. It cannot be used for private sessions with me, but if you want to take a class with me, you got $100. I call it Ethel's Gold. And then finally, there's a Juicy Living ebook, which is just lots of inspirational quotes that's valued at $10. And those inspirational quotes, they just inspire you. I know when I started this work, you know, a long time ago, I needed the inspiration. There weren't all of these wonderful telesummits like the one you're doing, Catherine. there wasn't all of this internet. In fact, when I really started getting into this work, we barely even had the internet at that time.
Yeah.
It had just been introduced. And I didn't have anyone inspiring me every day. And I remember I used to hang quotes everywhere around my house, and I would read them wherever I went, and they would inspire me to do the work that I was just embarking on at that time. You know, this is like 15 years ago. And that's why I put that together in the Juicy Living ebook. They're just quotes, inspirations, and that's valued at $10. So that entire package is valued at $10,040. You're giving it here for $97. That's a savings of 90%, or $943. I want to tell you that, to me, I don't hold back. I give a lot, and this is content stuff. It is not all about sales pitches and fluff. It's really good stuff. It's rich. This package is valued at so much more, I believe, than $10.40. It's
yeah.
just that this stuff has transformed my life, and I loved putting it together. And I'll just say this, and then we can move on to the questions. But my role as a light worker is really to facilitate awakening and to do whatever I can do to give as many people tools that they need and these gifts that they have that really are rightly theirs. And so that's why I put this package together. I loved putting it together, and I really hope and pray and believe that other people will love this too. And that's why I'm offering it like this here today.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to you, Catherine, for making it available, for allowing me to make it available to so many people at such a discounted rate.
Thank you, Laurie. Like that, I'll just give the link again, because there is so much in there. People will want to have a look at it. It's www.empoweryoursoulsummit.com/Laurie, capital L-O-R-I, and just click on the special offer button there. I cannot believe how much is in this. I mean, like you say, each item is basically a course in itself, and you can do it in your own time, in your own home. You can listen to the MP3s. You can put them on your, iPhones, and I don't know about iPads, but it's just like you've really given so much here for those that really want to step into more of their life and their gifts and just really change things in their life. I mean, numerology, like you say, psychic intuitive development will enhance people's lives unbelievably. The numerology, MP3s, I just love listening to MP3s at the moment about being a light worker and, you know, how people can contribute and assist. The energy, the DNA activations, that's something that I'm really excited about. It's all there. Have a look at that. That is just an unbelievable...
Thank
there's
you.
Almost so much in there, people will go, wow. And,
yeah, thank
you know, $100
you
coupon. I mean, it's only $97 for the package. So thank you so much for that, for gifting that to people that are really ready to, have something different in their life and that resonate with that. That's amazing.
Yeah,
and
I
know those that choose that will have changes, will have something different show up for them. So that's just unbelievable. It will work. Well, I guess if people are choosing it, they will feel change. If you choose it and you're not actually really choosing something different, then
Well, I think, I think just by them choosing it, if you're listening to this stuff in this package, like, it works. It's real. It works. It's not,
yeah.
It doesn't not work for people. It always works for people. It's only a matter of, are you listening to it? Are you using the tools? I mean, I can give you a hammer today, but if you don't use the hammer, it's just going to sit in your hand. You know, I can give you a cup of water, and it's great, but if you don't drink it, I mean, you have to swallow the water.
Yeah.
So, these tools work. It's real.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of you making sure you use it.
Yeah. And ask yourself if this
resonates.
And it's
not even hard to use this stuff. It's not. You're listening to it. You listen to it, or you read it, and then you just start. I mean, the numbers is like, the numerology is so easy. It just, this stuff isn't, it's so easy, these tools to use. I think it's really a matter of choosing it and staying with this kind of stuff, because you don't transform overnight, but little bits and pieces transform instantaneously. And the more you do, more bits and pieces transform.
It's
the building blocks. It's certainly, everything builds upon everything else.
Absolutely. You could even do the numerology on your pets, if you know their birth dates, on your family.
For sure.
Understand.
On your house, on your telephone number, on your business, on the name of your business. I mean, you can use numerology for everything. Numbers are numbers. And there's numbers to words, and they apply to everything.
I'm going to go and try that. But let's, so that's at www.empoweryoursoulsummit.com/Laurie with a capital L-O-R-I, and click on the special offer. You will not be disappointed if you go and check that out. And, Laurie, I could talk to you all day, but let's take a couple of calls. We've had a couple of people, not literally physically with their hands up, but they've got their hands up. Let's see if our listeners are excited as what I am today. Let's take Diane's call. She had a hand up, I think, even before I was on the call. So, Diane, are you there? Welcome to Empower Your Soul.
Hi, Summer. Diane.
Are you there, Diane? No, we might have a glitch there. Let's go to, she might be able to come back on. This is a cell phone, last three digits, 878 in Phoenix. Let's see. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're talking with Catherine and Laurie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hi. Okay. Hi. My name is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi. Okay.
Are you in Phoenix?
Yes, actually I am.
Okay, welcome. Hi.
Hi. I'm so surprised I got selected. I never do. all right. The spiritual stuff has been amazing, awesome, just off the charts amazing. But nothing is changing physically in the outside, in my financial situation, which is just disastrous. And I need to know what I'm missing, what I need to do. Am I being impatient? What's going on? I just need some direction or help or something.
So I want to tell you right away, Vivian, number one, the first thing I heard you say is, I can't believe I got the call.
Mm-hmm.
I never get chosen, something like that, I'm paraphrasing. And so what I want to tell you is, the most important thing you need to do is start acknowledging the changes that are happening for you that you're not acknowledging.
Okay.
Because when you say my financial situation sucks and it's not changing, you are reaffirming the very thing that you don't want. The manifestation package is really going to help you, because if you decide to get that, because you have to change your point of view before your situation can change. You have to change your affirmation to the universe. Now, I know that alone is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in a 2-minute mini reading here between you and
I. Right.
And with 2 minutes, this is the first thing that's coming through very loud and clear for you to start saying, okay, show me little bits of pieces of evidence, or show me evidence of how things are shifting for me. You ask the universe this. Show me evidence of how things are shifting for me financially, and make them loud and clear so that I can acknowledge them. Because your job is to acknowledge. Now, that aside, when you're talking about money and shifting of money, you know, money is a vibration. It has consciousness and energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
So start to make friends with your money and start to get clear on all the ways you've pushed money away and made money bad and evil. And make friends with your money and start treating money as if it's your friend. How would you speak to money if it was your friend? How would you interact with it if it was your friend? How would you play with it if it was your friend? What would you say to it if it was your friend? Like a best friend. You tell it to go out and have fun when you spent it and circulated it. You tell it to come back to you when it's ready, amplified, even more juiced up.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be afraid of it. You'd be like, hey, you're my best friend. I'm so excited. So you know,
nice
how do we get to
see
pray?
You again.
Yeah. And start to treat it like it's your angel. If it was your angel, it would start telling you where to spend it, how to invest it, what to do with it. Start to be willing to learn about money in a way that feels good and right for you. And start to recognize energy. Money is energy. It's a vibration. And there's tons of money in the world. The money has not left the planet. It's still being produced. In fact, it's being produced so freaking fast. It's like candy. They treat it like candy, how fast they just print it up, like a bunch of paper. Yeah. And so your job really is to start tapping into the energy of money, which is the energy of abundance and prosperity. So what does that energy feel like? How can you get yourself in alignment with that? Because if you need to see this as if, think of your cable television or your radio station. There's a radio station or a cable network that's called Piss, Poverty, and Poor. Mm-hmm. And there's a radio station or a television station called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Which one are you tuned into? Well, right now you're on Piss, Poverty, Poor.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous is playing right now. You have to change the dial, change the tune, and tune into that one. How can you do that? That's about shifting your energy to be the energy of abundance. And that's a matter of changing mindsets, changing points of view, changing perspectives. But it's
mm-hmm.
really quite simple, actually. It's just not something you can do. You can start to do it like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely a little bit of a process because you have to reprogram yourself. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm going to say this, and I know it's just going to, I don't even know how to make this sound any
different. That's all right. Bring up advocate.
Okay. So, you know, I listen to your call, and your program sounds amazing. I have negative $8.03 in my bank account.
Mm. Okay.
You understand? So it's
yeah,
like
I hear you.
So what do I do? How do I get, you know, the money to pay for it? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I know it sounds silly, but every penny that I make goes to, you know, rent and food and gas
yeah.
for the car so I can go to work and things like that. So it's like,
yeah,
I'm kind of like backed against the wall and I just don't know how to get there.
Yeah, I hear
Does that
you.
Make sense?
Yeah. Well, first
okay.
of all, make sure you start, I mean, you definitely want to listen to this over again in the replay. You definitely
oh, I will. I will.
To let it seep in because there's already been so many incredible gifts
okay.
that, in terms of information and how to start making the change. But
cool.
one of the best things, when you're in a position where you're like, okay, I want some new money to come to me, one of the fastest, easiest ways to do it
mm-hmm.
is to say, universe, creator, God, whatever your connection is with your source, doesn't matter, Jesus, Buddha, Gandhi, Krishna, Allah, doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
the divine, whatever you call it, spirit.
Divine of my heart.
Divine, source, creator.
I love that thing. Uh-huh.
Then you say, I intend, fully intend to purchase this product, XYZ, whatever it is. If it's this product, great. Of course I want you to purchase it. It's how I get to do my work. You know.
Exactly.
You know, but whatever it is, mm-hmm. I intend to have this session. I intend to do this workshop. I intend to pay this amount of money for my rent by
mm-hmm.
this date. This is my intention. I know it is possible, Creator God. I don't know how. Because I'm a human person, and I don't have that awareness at this moment, even though I know I could tap into it and learn. But I know you can do it, Source, as you work in and through me, for me. I know it's possible. I don't know how. I only know that it's so. Because I'm making it so now. I'm commanding it for you to do it now. I'm requesting it. Make it so,
okay.
and show me the way. Show me how.
Yeah.
Bring this money to me now. And bring it to me in a most benevolent way. These are words. You really need to listen to this. I'm giving you great stuff right now. Like, everybody can apply this.
Thank you.
So this is what you need to do. Then your key thing is you need to be ready to receive it. That means if some guy's walking down the street and he goes to hand you $10 and you feel guilty for taking it, you don't say, oh, no, I couldn't take it. Oh,
mm-hmm.
no. Because then you're not ready to receive.
Okay. Got
that
it.
Means at that point you have to say, oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge it. This is part of your lesson, Vivian, by the way. I can see it. It's what we come back full circle here is acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge what you're getting before you can
well,
have
I can,
more.
I can say one thing. Just getting picked for the call
That's
is
right.
huge. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. So let me just dovetail two more things, and then we can, because I know this is helping, anyone who's listening can benefit from this.
This is a great question.
Yeah, two other things. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is acknowledgement. Do a gratitude journal. Write down everything that you have to be grateful for, even if it's a roof over your head, even if it is getting picked for the call. Like, there was a time in Maui, Vivian, I didn't have any money, nothing, no food, nothing, no credit cards. And I remember sitting outside of this doctor's office. My father had made arrangements for me to go to this doctor to get a health checkup, and he had paid for it. I had no money. I was waiting outside, and there at my feet were 8 pennies. And I picked them up, and I was saying, thank you, God, for these 8 pennies. That's where it started. Like that. And I tell you, it's radically transformed. I mean, I am living quite abundantly. That was only a few years ago. I am living quite prosperously these days, like magnificently abundantly. So start with that gratitude. And then the other thing I was going to say is learn about tithing, practice tithing. And that is a whole other conversation, tithing. You can tithe to the Church of You. You can tithe to anyone who gives you spiritual food. 10% is a tithe. And when you tithe it out in greatness, in love, in joy. It's huge. Like the churches and the religious organizations, they practice tithing, and they always knew tithing, but they turned it into sometimes, a lot of them anyway, not all of them, but they turned it into something kind of yucky and slimy, and as if they were just taking from their practitioners or from their students or whatever, you know, from their people in their church. But really, the practice of tithing is real, and it does work. And you don't do it just because of that. You do it in an honoring of Source Creator God as your supply.
What if you don't go to church?
No, but you can get, you're getting spiritual food right now. You're not in church. You can get spiritual food from a waitress, a dog in a rescue organization that gives you love that day, then gives the rescue organization 10% of what you've taken in and as a tithe that animal that you played with that day gave you joy and fulfillment. God is a tithe.
Okay, I think I got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, my pleasure. I'm so grateful that I get to do this.
It's awesome. Thank you, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Vivian, you're very welcome. That is such an awesome question. And just by asking that question and being willing to be that open and vulnerable, like, that deserves tithing to you because you don't know how much that might have unlocked something for somebody else. So, you know, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and thank you for being a listener and stay tuned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great day, Vivian. That was an awesome question. It's always great when people ask questions that help everybody because
absolutely.
You know,
and
that's
a
question that everybody can really benefit from the answer.
Yeah. Laurie, we have Diane back. Diane, are you there?
Hi, I am.
Hi. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Thank you. Actually, I just want to thank the last caller because, you know, I guess this stuff does happen for a reason. And I have been for months wondering about my situation also. And I know that there was something that I needed to learn. And I think that it's the same thing. It has to do with receiving. I don't know how to receive.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned that in with the last caller, it just clicked. And I think that's exactly what I need also to learn.
Hey, Diane, what would it take? First of all, Diane, where are you located?
In Portugal.
Portugal, okay.
Yes.
So what would it take for you to be able to receive? What is it that you feel might be standing in the way of your receiving?
I have no idea. All I know is that it doesn't matter what it is. Even from my own parents, sometimes I can't just take something and just take it just like that. I always feel horrible.
Well, in my understanding, in my knowing, and certainly what I'm picking up here, and you see if this resonates, because, again, we're just doing these little mini readings right here. But what I know receiving, inability to receive, is usually connected to self-worth. And self-value. If we see ourselves as valuable and worthy beings, which we all are, because simply by our existence, then if we see ourselves, then we can receive usually much easier, much better. when we see ourselves either consciously or unconsciously, a lot of times this is happening unconsciously. We know, you know, for most people, most of us are operating pretty unconsciously. Well, if we see ourselves as unworthy, then we have trouble receiving. So the question for you, I think, if this is resonating for you is true, is how can you begin to see yourself and know yourself and experience yourself as more worthy and more valuable in this world? And if you feel as though that's the right question for you, which, I mean, we're all learning that now. We're all on this planet learning how worthy and how valuable we are. Then one of the best ways to start to feel worthy and valuable is to do mirror work and just start to acknowledge ourselves and also acknowledge others, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And also to do service, to make contributions to others. Like even if it's holding the door open or for somebody or paying a genuine compliment to somebody or smiling. You know, I remember before I went to Maui, and then I'm going to pause. I know I'm talking now a lot, but before I went to Maui, I used to, before I ever learned this, I used to just, when I got good service in a restaurant, I would acknowledge the wait person or the staff person to their manager and just say, wow, we had a great, great service today. Or, you know, those simple little things, they make others feel better, and they make us feel better. And that's when we start to see, wow, I have value here. I just made someone's day.
Yeah,
that's really amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Because I do that, and it does. It makes me feel really, really good.
Yeah, beautiful. So then you're able to give, sounds like, pretty freely.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
And
I have no problem.
So what's the part with the receiving? Does the part of you that says that when we're talking about self-worth and value, does that resonate with you?
You're not the first one to tell me this, although I don't really feel that. I don't know.
So you're not feeling as if it's a question of self-worth or self-value for you?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I feel that I do feel like I'm worthy.
So at the moment of saying no, when someone's trying to give you something, what is it that you're saying no to?
I feel bad taking it from them.
Ah, okay. So it's from a point and a perspective where if I take, you won't have.
Exactly.
From a point and a perspective of lack and limitation, that there's not enough.
Oh, my God. I guess so, yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
How could you shift that perspective and that point of view that there's not enough to be a perspective of the universe is hugely abundant and hugely prosperous, that there's more than enough for everybody to go around? Because indeed, that really is true. That is the truth. So by the way, anything that wouldn't allow you to have that point of view or that perspective, you can just be like, you know what, I'm done with that point of view. Just like think of that and just release it. Just let that go. Because really, source is the provider.
I feel so light right now.
Yeah, beautiful. You just let go of a whole lot of heavy energy that was weighing you down.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. And also just one other thing, too, is start to go out in the world and start to recognize abundance everywhere. And, like, how many trees there are, how many birds are singing, how many people are driving cars, how many people are going in and out of stores with shopping bags full of stuff. I mean, that's how you start to see that there's plenty for everyone. How many people are going to work every day? They all have jobs. Like, stop buying, you know, most of us right now, we're buying into the lies we're being told through the mass media that there's not enough, that there's a deficit, that there's lack. That's a bunch of hooey. It's just
I don't even listen to that.
Yeah, beautiful. Most people on these teleconferences have moved past those. But
yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, but beautiful. So happy.
Thank you. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Diane. That was a great, great question. And the other thing I would pose to Diane and anyone is, what if that's the universe giving her that, not necessarily that person? So that's coming from
that's
the universe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, everything comes from source, creator, the universe, the supply of all that is. Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic.
Beautiful.
We answered, actually, there was a couple of animal questions on the webcast, which I would love to have got to. We answered a few other of the questions in just in the questions and what we talked about with being how to receive our gifts. I just had one more. Can we do that, Laurie?
Yeah,
I know.
You want to do an animal question?
I was just going to do, there was a couple about on the webcast. Let me just, about cats.
Whatever you feel is right. I'll go with anything. Sometimes, I mean, we didn't do an
animal
question.
I'll just give you this quick question from a JC in New York about how do we listen to our inner selves when others not always agree with us. So that's kind of about that.
That's
beautiful.
I'll just
let you respond to that, and I'll just see how we feel about these cat animal questions.
So when others around us are bringing up resistances, the first thing to do is to recognize that they are aspects of who we are, right? They're parts of us. They're parts of our own unconscious. I mean, this is what Freud and Jung, you know, the famous psychologists, you know, Freud and Jung were teaching us about. So, but from a metaphysical, spiritual point of view, they are aspects of us. And from a scientific point of view, no matter how you slice it, they're aspects of us. They're parts of thoughts that we have and belief systems that we have. And they're coming up for us to look at and integrate. When I say integrate, to allow them to become, to just allow them to not resist or react to them, and instead allow us to just be like, okay, there it is. There's a point of view, and it's fine. It's an aspect of me, point of view that I have, a perspective that I have, and it's also a point of view that exists because someone else has it, and that's okay. Then they can have their point of view, and I can have mine. So the best thing I find is to not resist them, not try to challenge them, not try to fight them, and simply just acknowledge them and allow it and say, that's fine. I'm not trying to change you, and you don't have to change me. You can have that point of view. It's really okay with me. And there's these other things, too. I have this point of view, and they're both right. You want to know why they're both right? Because from Creator's point of view, and this is something I only know this because I'm always tapping into the field of consciousness. I'm always asking for God's point of view on things and God's creator's point of view. I always ask, you know, what's your point of view on this, and can you make mine the same as yours on it? So that's why what I'm getting. But again, you check in. But from Creator's point of view, they're all Creator's points of view. All of it is Creator, God in flow. All of it is God. So everything that's out there is God. There's nothing that God is not. So if someone else is bringing up a point of view that's different from yours, that's fine. Just allow it. It's an aspect of God. And that's usually really the push-pull is I'm right, you're wrong. Mine is right, yours is wrong. Instead, just shift your perspective to be like, okay, fine. It's okay. It's in the field. It's in the field of consciousness. It's in the field of intelligence. It's in the field of all that is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think what they're referring to is it's about that trusting your inner, you know, what works for you. And like you say, the other person with a different point of view is looking at things from a different perspective. But if it's your life,
right,
then it has to be from your point of view, because that's only what's going to work for you, not somebody else's. They're looking at it from their point of view. So,
yeah. Well, what I would like to say, if I could say that person, JC in New York, I would be willing to bet that there is a two in his or her life path, which I don't know unless I can do the whole numerology. I mean, it's not,
yeah,
it might be right in his or her birthday, but it could be in the, I think it's most likely in the life path, which is part of how we do numerology. So, since that person's not live on the call, I can't ask. But the other thing is with the trusting of the inner knowing, one of the best ways to trust your inner knowing is really to become conscious of how you're responding. So trusting your inner knowing is, if you feel tight or tense or stressed or frustrated or worried, or that is your inner knowing. And it's your inner knowing saying, this doesn't feel good to me. This doesn't feel right. And if you feel happy and joyful and light, remember Diane just a few minutes said, I feel so much lighter. That was her inner knowing, giving her a yes. It was feeling good to her. So same thing for JC. If you're feeling lighter and good and uplifted, even as you're hearing this, just check in with yourself. And if that's the case, then you're getting a truth. That is how to trust yourself. That's a huge way of trusting yourself. When you feel tense and tight, that is an indication that something is just not right. It's just not right. And it means one of the best things to do is extract yourself from that situation or from that person, not by hating them, not by being angry or making them wrong, but by giving them some love and moving away from it, knowing that you're just not in vibrational harmony with that. They're going through their thing. Send them love. You don't want to, you know, what you send out does come back to you. So if you can send them love, that's the best thing you can ever send a person. One of the best things anyway. And then just extract yourself from that situation. Integrate it by allowing it, accepting it, and move on. So I hope that's, I know that's really short. You know, again, it's like a 5-minute reading here, but hopefully you can use that and apply it.
Yeah, absolutely. And tap into your inner gifts and your dormant DNA, and you can do that with Laurie's package on www.empoweryoursoulsummit.com/Laurie with a capital L. Laurie, this has just been an unbelievable call, and I'm so sorry we've kept you way longer. I'm just having so much fun, and those questions were just unbelievable. I just really want to have so much gratitude for what you've given to people today, what we've unlocked in people's consciousness, and was just, absolutely a treasure to have you on Empower Your Soul Summit. And as I said, we could talk all day. I just absolutely love talking to you.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
And just so excited about 2013, and if people are too. I really hope if they resonate, then they'll look at your amazing package and just choose to have something different for them, something greater, and tap into that energy of joy, what 2013 is, and just really empower their soul. I mean, that's what this is about, and I wish that for all of our listeners, and thank you for being able to contribute to all of us on the call today. Do you have anything you would like to share before I let you go?
I do. Of course, thank you so much, and thank you for letting me do this work. I'm so grateful that I get to do this work. I'm so grateful that I get to be here and participate. I'm grateful to the people who called in. It's what allows me to be of service in a way that makes me so joyful to share this. I love to share this information. And also just to tell everybody to go out and just be the love. Just be the joy. Just to keep asking, what would love do? How would love act? What would joy do? How would joy act? How would joy behave? How would abundance behave? Like the things that you want, just be them. Just practice being them and keep asking, how would joy, abundance, love, happiness, prosperity, peace, and harmony feel right now? How does peace act? And it doesn't mean you have to be a doormat. It just means just be that way. Just start being that way in all your areas of life and watch how quickly that transforms you. That's the best, hopefully the best thing I can, parting gift I can leave here.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for... I've just had so much fun, and I know hopefully our listeners have, and those listening to the replay, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Have a magnificent day. Okay.
Thanks, Laurie Spagna.
All right.
Bye for now, everyone.